Yeah, I'm wearing our traditional costume coming from the northern Samis on the western side. And it tells about the area where I come from. The Samis, we have the traditional dresses specifically telling which area, which family, which language group you are coming from. And the Sami people are the indigenous peoples in the Nordic countries that involves Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And we are approximately 100,000 people there, all across the four countries there, and so on.
Do the Sami have a language, or do you speak the language of the countries that you're in? So if you're in Finland, you speak Finnish. If you're in Russia, you speak Russia.
No, we have our own. It has been categorized that we have 13 different languages. But inside of these languages, we have different dialects. So for example, I speak Northern Sami as my mother tongue. But in the Northern Sami, we have more and over, you could say, 7, 8 different dialects. But understanding the other 13 Sami languages, to me, it can be quite difficult.
And Thomas, tell us, what are some of the issues facing Sami youth?
There is a number of course, important issues for the whole Sami youth, but I would mostly like to highlight the importance of language, possibilities to use the language, have the possibility to educate yourself with the contact of Sami language and culture, and of course the possibility to continue traditional livelihoods that we have, because we are the pace key of our existence and of existence of Asian indigenous people's culture. But there are a number of different issues that our concern of the today's society in the Nordic countries that involves racism and all other kind of issues.
And tell us, why was it so important for you to participate in this conference at the United Nations?
It's of course important that UN now puts more focus on indigenous youth, because if we look at the indigenous people as a whole, the youth are the most important group inside of the indigenous peoples, because we are the future. It's our responsibility to continue our traditions, languages, cultures, and everything. So it's important that we would focus on how preserve the possibilities for the indigenous youth, and of course with the perspective of the indigenous youth themselves.
Thomas, thank you very much. Any further words you would like to leave with our listeners? Because again, not very many people might be familiar with the Sami. If there were one thing you would like people to know about what it means to be Sami?
You have to understand it so that in the world we have different nations, different peoples. But many times people do forget that indigenous peoples are their people as their own. And I mean, if you compare like Americans or Canadians, you can compare it also that we are our own people, we have our own traditions. And of course, it's just meaning to us, it's our identity, it's who we are.